Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to Children's Storytime. Today we return to Aidan Abet, Teacher's Pet, written by Gay Bass. We're starting Chapter 2, Animals. Miss Val walked in the door without so much as a glance at the children. She was short and lean with a sharp bob of brown hair. She wore a pair of oval glasses with thick blue rims and a plain brown suit. She looked like any other teacher. But what followed her through the door made everyone in the class sit up. Animals. The school caretaker wheeled two large trolleys into the classroom, crammed with cages, hutches, and glass tanks. All were filled with animals. Aidan counted a rabbit, a hamster, two gerbils, a turtle, three frogs, newts and snails, and a green snake as long as your arm, curled around a branch in a glass box. By the time the caretaker had set the caged creatures all in one place around the edges of the room, there were more animals than children. Miss Val waited for the caretaker to leave. At long last, she looked at the children. "I am Miss Val, and these are my animals," she said. "Animals remind us that the world has an order to it. Treat them like you treat your fellow classmates, only better." Animals, Aidan thought with a shudder. Why did it have to be animals? Aidan didn't like animals for the same reason he didn't like his Auntie Pauline. They were strange, smelly, and stupid. What's more, there was no way to flatter animals, so Aidan had no idea how to handle them. Aidan sighed. "Forget about the animals, focus on the teacher," he told himself, and he put his hand in the air. "Miss Val," he said, "would you like me to take the register? Mr. Goodacre always got me to take the register." Aidan ignored the groan from his classmates. "Don't look back," he thought. He pushed his arm a little higher. "Miss Val," he said again. "I heard you," Miss Val said without looking up. "A bit." Aidan said, and he put his hand down. He heard the unrelated Robinson snigger. "A bit," Miss Val said again. "A bit." "Yes, miss," Aidan replied. "So you are present," Miss Val said, and she eyeballed him. "Then answer to your name when I say it. That's the point of the register, is it not?" "Oh, I thought, sorry," Aidan said. "I didn't know you were..." Miss Val went on with a tut. "Bradman, Chan, Dumal," she read out. Aidan heard the unrelated Robinsons laugh again, louder this time. If he didn't win over Miss Val fast, the unrelated Robinsons would make his life a misery, forever. He had to get a move on. It was time to bring out the big guns. Chapter 3. The Big Guns. By lunchtime, Aidan had given it everything he'd got to win over Miss Val. 1. The flattery strategy. "Miss Val, if I had to wear glasses, I'd want ones just like yours. They make you look so smart." 2. The assistance approach. "Miss Val, do you want me to collect in everyone's homework?" 3. The comparison strategy. "Miss Val, you smell so much nicer than Mrs. Underarm." But Miss Val wasn't in the least bit interested. If anything, every new effort Aidan made seemed to annoy her more. She didn't even mind the other kids winding him up. The unrelated Robinson sang their teacher's pet song 3 times that morning, each time louder than the last. Miss Val still didn't bat an eyelid. Aidan's heart sank. The whole class was laughing at him. Even Aisha Moon, who sat next to Aidan and was nice to everyone, let out an amused snort. And with every laugh, Aidan felt the world closing in on him like the musty, sour smell of Miss Val's animals. The animals. Why didn't he think of it earlier? "Miss Val," he said, and he jabbed his hand in the air. "What now, Aidan?" she replied with a sigh. "Please, can I help you look after your animals?" Aidan asked. The whole class saw Miss Val's face change. All of a sudden, she looked softer around the ooches. "Why would you want to do that?" she asked. She sounded softer too. I just really like animals," Aidan lied, as he tried not to think about the smell. "I mean, I love them. I love animals to bits." Aidan ignored his classmates' laughter. He focused on the warm smile that was spreading across Miss Bell's face. "You do," she replied, and her eyes flashed. And, just like that, Aidan Abett found himself a guardian to replace Mr. Goodacre. Chapter 4, The Zookeeper. For the next few days, Aidan spent every one of his lunch times looking after Miss Vale's animals. He hated every minute of it. It wasn't as if he had better things to do or had loads of friends to hang out with, but all those animals made his skin crawl. All that fur, all those scales, and they went chirrup, chirrup, sss, whenever he came near. Aidan felt like a zookeeper. He was always tidying cages, filling water bowls or cleaning up poo. But Miss Vale was happy to have someone, anyone, who cared about her precious animals as much as she did. She treated Aidan differently from the moment he became her animal's babysitter. "You're a good boy, Aidan," Miss Vale would say to him. The more care that Aidan showed the animals, the more Miss Vale seemed to like him. She even kept her eye on the unrelated Robinsons. On more than one occasion, she stopped the boys mid-song or chased them away from the classroom as they closed in on Aidan. So, every lunchtime, Aidan stayed in the classroom and looked after the animals. Nothing could make him like them, but after a while, the smell of them made him feel safe. It was a Tuesday lunchtime, and Aidan was busy filling the water feeders for the rabbit, hamsters, and gerbils. As he kept an eye out for the unrelated Robinsons, he spotted the snake in its cage. It was pressed against one of the glass walls, but not in its usual squirming coils. The shape of the snake formed a perfect V. "Huh?" Aidan muttered. He edged closer. The snake didn't move, but it seemed to press itself harder against the glass. Aidan didn't know anything about snakes. Was this something they did? Did they make shapes? Could they make letters? Aidan shook his head and shrugged it off. He checked on the other animals to make sure they all had food and water. He paused again at the snail's clear tank. The snails were as idle and disgusting as ever, with their glistening slime trails covering the mossy floor of their tank. For now, they were still, except for the twitch of the long stalks above their eyes. But again, something odd caught Aidan's eye. There was a slime trail along the wall of the tank, and when the light caught it just so, the trail looked like a human being. It was a perfect human shape, with arms and legs and a head, and it was drawn by a snail with the slime from its single foot. "No way," Aidan muttered. He stepped back. "What?" He glanced around to check if someone was playing a trick on him. But there was no one in the classroom. There was no one staring in at him from outside. There were just the animals in their cages, staring at him. The gerbil stared, the hamster stared, the rabbit stared. Then the rabbit flicked its head back again and again, like it was telling him to come closer. Aidan looked around again, and then he took a step forward, and another, until he was standing over the hutch. The rabbit edged into a corner, and Aidan peered inside. The floor of the hutch was full of droppings. Tiny black pellets peppered the sawdust-covered floor. "Ah, just cleaned you, you stupid thing," Aidan sighed. He glared at the rabbit in frustration. Then he did a double take. The rabbit's droppings had been arranged to spell out a word. That word was help. Chapter 5. Big Mix. "How are my little darlings?" a voice said. Aidan yelped as he spun around. Miss Val was standing behind him. "The... look," Aidan said, and he pointed at the cage. "Look at this." Miss Val peered into the rabbit's hutch. "Oh my," she sighed. "It's filthy." Aidan looked back at the cage. A moment ago, the rabbit's droppings had spelled help in neat capital letters. Now there was just a mess. The droppings had been scattered everywhere. "But," Aidan began. "Aidan, you asked for this responsibility," Miss Val went on with a look around the room. "Animals and silliness do not mix." "But the animals, they're not normal. The snails." Aidan pointed at the snail cage. Snails now covered the glass walls, their smears covering over any trace of a human shape drawn in slime. "And the snake," Aidan added, and he spun around to the snake cage. But it no longer looked in the least bit like a V. It had coiled itself around its branch, and it simply looked like a snake. "But," Aidan blurted again. "Aidan, if you don't think you're up to this, you mustn't pretend you are," Miss Val said. "That's not fair on me, or you, or more importantly, the animals." "I am," Aidan said, in a sudden panic that he was about to fall out of favour with Miss Val. "I am up to it." "That's good to hear," Miss Val said, and a smile appeared on her face. "I need to know that." A boy stumbled into the classroom, interrupting Miss Val mid-sentence. He was running so fast that he ran straight into Miss Val's desk and knocked a stack of textbooks onto the floor. "Oops," he said, trying to pretend he wasn't running in the first place. It was Maxwell Small, the tallest boy in the class. Everyone called him Big Max. He was always crashing into things and causing a mess. He always seemed to rather enjoy it. Aidan was never one to miss a chance to keep his teacher sweet, and so, right away, he began to pick up the textbooks. Miss Val stared at Big Max. "It's still break time, Maxwell," she said. "Off you go, outside." "Okay," Big Max said, and he turned to go. "And Maxwell," Miss Val added, "come and see me after school." Big Max shrugged and bumbled out of the classroom. Aidan never saw Big Max again. Chapter 6. The Register. A night's sleep will send you one of two ways. You'll either dwell on your problems or decide to put them behind you. Aidan Abett decided on the second course. He decided not to let all the animal-related weirdness bother him. After all, he still had another year of school to survive, and that meant that the most important thing was to keep Miss Val on his side. "Aidan Abett, teacher's pet, peed his pants, now they're wet." The unrelated Robinsons were waiting for Aidan when he walked into the busy classroom. They sang at the top of their lungs, above the clamour of their classmates. "Aidan Abett, teacher's pet, pooed his pants, and now..." "Robert and Robin Robinson," a voice said. From out of nowhere, there was Miss Val. She stood behind Aidan as close as his own shadow. "If you want to sing, I'll sign you up for choir practice," she said to the Robinsons. "Would you like to join the school choir?" The unrelated Robinsons didn't answer, but they did stop singing. Aidan stifled a smile. Then he noticed that Miss Val was carrying something. She held it up high. It was a bright blue and yellow parrot in a birdcage. Aidan shivered as the bird shuffled on its perch. "Another addition to the family," Miss Val said, as the parrot let out an ugly squawk. "Treat him as you treat your fellow classmates, only better. Aidan, will you keep an eye on him?" "Yes, Miss Val," Aidan replied. He found birds even more unpleasant than snakes, but he was happy to have any chance to keep Miss Val on side. "Would you like me to take the register too, miss?" he added. He didn't even put his hand up before he spoke. Miss Vale smiled. "You're a good boy, Aidan," she replied. Aidan was halfway through the register when he got to the unrelated Robinsons. "Robinson," Aidan said. "Here," Robert Robinson grunted. "Robinson," Aidan said again with a smile. "Here," Robin Robinson huffed. They had to answer him. Aidan would have done anything to bottle that moment. He returned to the register, as happy as was going to be, all day. "Small?" There was a pause. Big Max didn't answer. The parrot let out a squawk. "Small," Aidan said again. Another pause, another squawk. "Small, he's not here," a voice hissed. Aidan turned to see where the hiss had come from. It was Serena Mint. She had a big mouth and big hair. Serena sat next to Big Max in class. Everyone said they were girlfriend and boyfriend. "He's not here," Serena hissed again, and she pointed at Big Max's empty desk. "Use your eyes, teacher's pet." There was a chuckle from the class and a squawk from the parrot. "Mark Maxwell, small as present, please, Aidan," said Miss Vale. "He isn't present. He's not here. I just told you," Serena snapped. Miss Vale looked Serena straight in the eye. Then she took off her glasses and slowly polished them. "Serena, come and see me after school," she said. Serena huffed and threw her hands up. Aidan tried not to smile, but he felt a smirk spread across his face. He felt invincible. For a moment, he wondered what Miss Vale had said to Big Max after school. Maybe Big Max was too scared to come back. Aidan shrugged and he put Big Max out of his mind. In fact, he didn't think about Big Max until he next heard his name. After that, he couldn't think about anyone or anything else. Chapter 7. The Parrot. At lunchtime, as usual, Aidan stayed in the classroom to check on the animals. Outside, in the playground, the unrelated Robinsons pressed their faces against the classroom window and started to sing their song. But before they'd even finished the first verse, there was Miss Vale again, looming over them. As she chased the boys away, Aidan looked over his empire, his classroom of animals. Then the newest addition to his empire let out an almighty squawk. "Squawk," Aidan replied, and he turned to the parrot. He inspected its colourful feathers and its curved grey beak. "Squawk, squawk." "I thought parrots could talk," Aidan said. "You're all squawk, no talk." Aidan turned away and headed for the rabbit's cage. For a moment, he wondered if he would see something written on the floor of its hutch, but no, it was just the floor of a hutch. It almost felt as if he'd imagined the animal-related weirdness of the previous day. "Squawk, squawk, squawk, squawk," Aidan sighed. "You really need to learn to..." "Max!" Aidan froze. "Max!" Aidan turned, as slowly as anyone has ever turned, to face the parrot. It swung from side to side, stepping to and fro in a frenzy on its perch. "Max! Max!" "What?" Aidan whispered. "Max!" The parrot squawked. "I am Max!" Chapter 8. The Fate of Serena Mint. The parrot fell silent as the rest of the class hurried back into the classroom for afternoon lessons. Aidan remained frozen to the spot in the middle of the room. He just stared at the bird, struck dumb. He didn't even hear Robert and Robin Robinson singing their song. It wasn't until Miss Vale entered and ushered him to his desk that Aidan sat down. The rest of the day passed in a blur. The parrot's words rang in Aidan's ears. What did they mean? Was there some link between Big Max and the bird? How did it know its name? Parrots like to mimic. Was it mimicking Big Max? In which case, had they somehow met? And where was Maxwell Small? And then there was a darker mystery surrounding Miss Vale's animals. The snake that had spelled out a V with its body. The snail that had drawn a human shape in a trail of slime. The rabbit that had spelled out help in its droppings. And now the parrot. It seemed to think it was Maxwell Small. Aidan didn't know much about animal behaviour, but it all seemed so human. Aidan looked behind him at Big Max's empty chair. He remembered how Miss Vale had told Big Max to meet her after school. Now, he was gone. Could there be a link? Aidan's eyes wandered over to Serena Mint. It was her turn to wait behind after school today. Aidan's mind was racing. He couldn't believe he was thinking what he was thinking. But he couldn't deny what he'd seen. He had to find out. What was going on? 2 hours later, Miss Vale dismissed the class as the bell rang for the end of the school day. Only Miss Vale and Serena Mint stayed behind, and Aidan Abett. Instead of walking home as normal, he made his way all the way round the back of the school. He hid for a few minutes behind the bins, and then he headed round to the front of the school. He crossed the playground and edged towards the window of his classroom. It was open wide enough for him to hear what was happening. Open wide enough for him to clamber inside if he dared. But for the time being, Aidan waited under the window, with no idea what to expect. After a few moments, Aidan peered over the wall into the classroom and found himself face to face with a parrot. The parrot opened its beak, but Aidan held a finger up to his lips. "Shush," he whispered. The parrot cocked its head. It seemed to nod as if it understood, shuffled to one side on its perch so Aidan could get a closer look at what was happening. He could see Serena Mint sitting at the front of the classroom, looking more bored than anything else. Miss Vale was behind her desk, stirring a strange red powder in a glass beaker. And then Serena Mint said, "My mum's waiting for me, miss." "I'm sure she is," was Miss Vale's reply. "But one day she will give up waiting for you. One day she will give up any hope of ever seeing you again. And yet, you will have been here all along." Her words were the second most sinister thing Aidan had ever heard. The first most sinister thing was his Auntie Pauline calling their postman, "A slice of cake I'd like to put in my fridge." He saw Miss Vale wave for Serena Mint to come towards her. Serena got up and edged towards Miss Vale's desk. Aidan could tell that she was trying not to look scared. "Do you like animals, Serena?" Miss Vale asked. Serena Mint shrugged. Miss Vale stood up suddenly. "Well, you had better start to like them." Miss Vale dug her right hand into the beaker of red dust and flung a fistful of it at Serena. Serena coughed and stumbled back as the dust struck her. A second later, Serena Mint was transformed. The change was so sudden that Aidan would have missed it if he'd blinked. One moment, Serena Mint was Serena Mint, and the next, she was a gerbil. "Oh!" Aidan screamed this time. It was loud and shrill, a howl of terror. As Miss Vale bent down to pick Serena the gerbil up from the floor by her tail, she turned to see Aidan duck under the wall. "Aidan?" Aidan didn't answer. He just ran. Oh my gosh, doesn't Miss Vale sound terrible? So scary. I wonder what will happen to Aidan, because she definitely saw him. Oh dear. Next time we start chapter 10, The Bear Taker. Till then, happy reading. Goodbye.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.